This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This is a story I learned many years ago, but I find it so funny and so sweet that I'm sharing it now. Somehow, some way, I became aware of a fundraiser that Wendy Molyneux was doing on GoFundMe. Wendy Molyneux is an Emmy Award-winning TV writer and producer known for her work on the terrific animated TV show Bob's Burgers, which I love, as well as The Great North and Deadpool 3. In 2013, sadly, at the age of 5, her beloved nephew had lost his life to leukemia. A few years later, the movie Entourage was about to hit the big screen. The movie was based on the hit HBO TV series Entourage about a young movie star, Vincent Chase, and all the people around him, including his old friend turned assistant, Turtle. It's all about how they're navigating their lives in Hollywood. Now, Wendy Molyneux really, really hated Entourage. She joked to her husband that somebody would have to pay her $10,000 to go see the movie version. And in March 2015, she set up a GoFundMe account to raise money for CureSearch, a nonprofit dedicated to pediatric cancer research. She promised that if she raised $10,000, she'd go see Entourage. She hoped to raise a few hundred dollars this way. Here's a lightly edited version of what she wrote on her GoFundMe page. If you know me at all, you know there are two things I hate: pediatric cancers and the television show Entourage. I am attempting to raise $10,000 to donate to CureSearch. In exchange for that, I will go see the movie Entourage. It's just that simple. Please give $5 or $10,000. Or please don't, because I really don't want to see Entourage. It's up to you. Give some money and help children with cancer and make me see Entourage, or keep your money and I won't have to see Entourage. No matter how much this makes, all of the money will go directly to CureSearch. I will not use the money even for my own ticket to see the worst movie of the year and possibly our lifetime. But if I don't make $10,000 for CureSearch, I will not see Entourage. If I make $9,999, will I see Entourage? Nope. No, I won't. I hope you don't give any money, honestly, because of how much I hate Entourage. Okay, it's your decision. Cancer and me not seeing Entourage, or forcing me to see Entourage in a theater full of people who actually want to see Entourage, and money to cure pediatric cancers. Then a few days later, she wrote with an update. Well, just 8 days ago, I was just like everyone else, a simple girl from Indiana who wanted the internet not to pay $10,000 to make her go see Entourage. Back then, I was so innocent. I thought the internet was a charming place filled with kitten memes and strangers complimenting each other in comment sections. But now I know it is a hellish wasteland filled with dark-hearted sociopaths who think nothing of sending me to see Entourage 2 times just so they could satisfy their selfish ends of someday finding a cure for pediatric cancers. What a nightmare. In the end, she raised more than $33,000, so much that she had to attend 4 separate screenings. In fact, one of the people who donated online was Jerry Ferrara, who played Turtle, one of the main characters. He gave $1,500 and wrote on his contribution, "It's a great cause. Hope you enjoy the movie, Wendy." I love this story, with someone finding a way to use her own unique gifts to make a contribution to the world. If you want to read all the posts from Wendy Molyneux, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.